Only kuf mem chesam a beis. Do we do rashes on the last piece?
I think we need to do some rashes.
Okay. B'Shabbos Huda Osir. So the Morris says that the Mishnah talks about a woman borrowing a kikar mechaverto, so she has to be careful on Shabbos. Shabbos Huda Osir Lomer Halveni. Mishum Michtov Shabbos, he can't say she should not use the language of Halveni because we're afraid it might come to write it down. Habachol Shari, but it would seem to indicate on the weekdays it's mutter. Well, kashin on the ribbis is not considered ribbis. Rabbagav the Loshon Havo Kamerle, even though it's using a language of Havo, it's alone, so this should be considered a ribbis. It's not like Hillel, because Hillel says that this situation would be considered ribbis, barring a loaf of bread. Without translating it into a dollars and cents value, would be an issue of ribbis. Samor says that the difference is ba'asod the kitz the mehav. The kikaras, there's a set price for kikaras. Losla de ribbis, shim yakira yutin demayim. So even if the price goes up, we know that there's a set value which was. We know on Tuesday, all loaves of bread in the town go for 99 cents. So even if it goes up to $1.09 the next day, we'll give 99 cents. You don't need to make an arrangement for how much it's worth, because you know how much it's worth. But a case where there was no set value, they would have to between the two of themselves, discuss and designate a price, or otherwise they're going to have a problem of that if in general it goes up, they don't know how much to pay. They don't have an arrangement how much to pay. Okay. Zak the Gemara. V'meinam aminoi. So if they don't, Mishnah said a case where you're taking from. You're borrowing something the person doesn't trust, you're allowed to take some type of a collateral. Itmar. We have a machlokas. Havos Yomtiv. There's a loan which took place on Yomtiv. Rav Yosef Omar lo nitnan li tova. Rabba Omar nitnan li tova. Rav Yosef holds you do not have recourse to Bezdin. And Rabba holds you do. More explains why. Rav Yosef Omar lo nitnan li tova. That it you have no recourse to Bezdin in that situation. The Amrit Nitna Litova is also the Mikhtav. Means if it's something which your person will have the recourse to go to Bezdin and collect it, so he'll try and write down the details to be able to prove his claim. He'll try and write a star, whatever it is, able to prove his claim in Bezdin.
I'm not sure what you mean here with the being Tavea based. Who's being Tavea who?
The lender wants to be Tavea the borrower.
Yeah, okay, but the lender already has Mashkin.
No, there's no. The Mishnah didn't say there has to be a mashkin. They said if you doesn't trust him, it has to be a mashkin. But the general case is one person lent another person on Yom Tov and didn't pay back.
So we're just talking about it. Okay.
Right. So does he have recourse to Bez? So Rabbi Yosef says no, because if he does, obviously then the next thing he'll do is, hey, basically in a certain sense, Rabbi Yosef is saying that you're going in there with a certain amount of risk and saying, you know, I get it back. And you're accepting that up front. Rabba says, no, Nidin Litova, that the person, it has to be that Bezdin will address these situations. The Amrit Loinit, because you said, like you're saying, that Bezdin will not address it. Lo Yoyiv, I'm not going to give. That is going to cause a person to be withheld from Simchas Yom Tov, because nobody wants to lend it to him, knowing they might not get it back.
Would there be a distinction as to whether this would impinge upon Simchas Yom Tov? I mean, you can imagine there'd be transactions where it's Simchas Yom Tov is just not a factor.
Probably they did not differentiate. You know, once they made an approach of yes or no. Okay, Tanan. So the more look at our Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah, Imeinu Maminoi, if the lender does not trust the borrower, Mani Eftaliso Etzla, he leaves a mash. The more says, Yamar Bishlomo, if you tell me Loi Nidnali Tova, that he can't collect in a bezin, Shemhochi Mani Eftaliso Etzla. That's why the person feels a need to get the mashkin. Until the final moment is after Shabbos, but he has the upper hand because he has a mashk. El Yamar Nitin Litova. So, but if you tell me that you have recourse to Bezdin, so Ma'amidiyach Taliso Etzlo Nitin Le Velitva, just give it to him and then take him to Bezdin. The case would be obviously that he would use eight witnesses or something of that sort. Be able to prove it, so we prove it in Bezdin. Like, what's the problem? Morris says, no. Omar, lo be'ino delekum bedino bedayana. The person, the Mishnah is talking about a case, the person is saying, I do not desire to have to stand in a situation of din and deal with the dayana. Okay. Most of Rav Ida Bar Ovin. There's a Mishnah in Masechta Shviyos. Now, the law is that Shemitah cancels debts, and that takes place at the end of the Shemitah year. So all debts are canceled the last moment of the Shemitah year. So that's why when we write a principle, the Iker way we do it is you write a principle on Erev Rosh Hashanah at the end of the Shemitah year, because all debts are canceled the last, it's Chav Tes Elul, the second, the last moment before, we'll call it Shia, means last moment before the new day. So you can still write a principle before that. So what would be in a situation where that the Mishnah Hashaychet is a porah v'chilka b'Rosh Hashanah. Hashaychet shechs the porah and divvies it out amongst different people on Rosh Hashanah, with the plan being that he's going to be paid back after Rosh Hashanah for each person's portion that they took. So the local shaychet shechs the animal, and 20 people come, each one takes their piece, and after Yontav, they're going to pay him back. And this was the Rosh Hashanah, which is immediately after the Shemitah year. Well, it turned out that they were ma'abra the chodesh, and what you thought was Allah Rosh Hashanah really was Chav Tes Elul. And what you thought was Beis Tishrei was really Alef Tishrei. So now he gave this out on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which turned out to be really Chav Tes Elul of the Shemitah year. And all debts are now canceled, so he gave out this $1,000 behemoth to 10 people. Each one got $100 worth. Well, at the end of that day, which really was Chav Tes Elul, all debts are canceled. So the law is Meshamet. If the Im Hoye Chodesh Ma'ubra, if the Chodesh ended up being Ma'ubra and the Chav Tes Elul, really it was Lamed Elul, so it's still part of the Shemitah year, Meshamet, Vim Lav, and if it remained a non Eber Yor, so the Chav Tes Elul was Chav Tes Elul, and the next day was Alef Tishrei, so he gave it out on Alef Tishrei on the eighth year, says Ena Meshamet. Now, so the more like this, V'ilo Nidon Litova, my Meshamet, Hashmoto is that the person cannot, the Torah says a person may not go and collect the Chav. If the person Betzim has no power to collect the Chav, so it's Meshumet already, so there's no concept of being Meshamet, something which is Meshumet. So it's basically up to the person. If he wants to give you, he'll give you. If not, not. So what does it mean? It's Meshamet. You know, give me a full phrase.
He's not supposed to go collect his debt.
You're talking about the Shemitah year? You're talking about over here the case of the loan on the Yom Tov. Which one are you talking about? The loan. Both of them are loans. Which one? The loan on the Shemitah year?
The loan.
The loan on the Shemitah year?
Yeah, the loan on the Shemitah year.
A person lends money and it comes to the end of the Shemitah, so he cannot collect his chav, correct?
Either one. I mean, why would he not be able to collect what he's due? Okay, the loan is canceled.
Right. So the Shemitah year, at the end of the Shemitah year, the loan is canceled, which means that the Torah said the Torah says, "Lo yigos, you may not go collect it." And all of that.
Well, he can't enforce the collection, or he can't even approach the person and say.
Can't approach the person.
That's the point. That's right. So he's not allowed to go collect this for himself. He's not supposed to go.
Right. Right. Now, on the Yom Tov case, Lo Yigos told me you can't, you have no recourse to the Bezin. I can ask the, and I see the guy in shul and say, you know, hey, I gave you something in Yom Tov, give it back. So, it's there is a concept of at least asking for the loan. Now, but the more is asking that the general rule that of Shemitah is that something which is unenforceable doesn't have a full din of a loan, so there's no din hashmata on it. That's, we had the idea in Makkos and Dav Gimel Beis, that idea way back when, right? Makkos Gimel Beis. That if the case over there was a loan which you made a condition, you can't collect it before 10 years. So more so Shemitah doesn't apply to it because the mitzvah Shemitah is don't collect. Well, you can't collect anyway before 10 years. So if it's not enforceable, so that in some ways it's not really, then it's not considered a loan, which the Torah puts the count of the law. You may not approach the person.
What's the person? Is the borrowers? It's not an obligation. He doesn't have to pay back if it was, you know, Sof Shemitah. But is there an idea of like Lufnim Mishur?
You know, we're going to get to that. Okay. Now the more it says, but so v'ilo nitli tava, if Rav Yosef is correct, you cannot collect it. My mishamit, what do you mean it's mishamit? Some work is a very 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 simple answer. It wasn't a loan of Yom Tov. The case Shani Hazan the Glay Milsa the Cholhu. If you tell me that the Chodesh was Ma'uber, and therefore was part of the Shemitah year, and therefore the loan is the loan was a loan. But it's canceled because of Shemitah. Well, the same way, also the loan was a loan, and it wasn't a Yom Tov loan, because it turned out it really was Chol. So it was even though you thought it was a Yom Tov loan, but it turned out to be a non Yom Tov loan, and therefore the Shemitah would apply to it. Toshma, we say, but the Mor says, well, let's look at the safe of that Mishnah. Im lahav.
You couldn't have. I thought you would have a situation where they would know, hey, it's Yom Tov. You know, I mean, it turns out that it's Chavtes.
Even though it turns out that it's Lamed Elul, right? So yes, there was two halachas. There was one halacha of even in Yerushalayim, when they knew about it, it wasn't Yom Tov anymore. They would still be no Yom Tov. Because Eidim were not coming to Mincha L'Malo. But up to that point in time, they were knowing that it was Yom Tov because it was Sofik. And then if it turned out that Eidim would not come, so they weren't knowing Chol because of the Sofik, but halachically, it was chol. So we're saying, even though we're going to deal with this as they had to keep Yom Tov, but regards to the issue of havos Yom Tov, it didn't end up being. It doesn't go under the umbrella of havos Yom Tov because it wasn't Yom Tov. Toshma may say, im lav enem shamay. But it turns out that it wasn't an extra a. Elul was not Ma'ober, and really it was Aleph Tishrei, so it's not Mashama because it's the day after Yom Tov. It's the day after, Shemitah. So now, Yom B'Shama Nitlan Tova, Hanu Dektoni Enam Mashamet. So the concept of, if you can collect it, you say, well, you know, they have a zone which is collectible, it's not Mashumet, you can go collect it. Al Yom Nitlan Tova, so not Amai Enam Mashamet, but rather, you more change the gears to my enam mashamet. What does it mean enam mashamet? Like, what's the difference between? It's not enforceable either way. So more answers. The difference is the yoyevle shokel. You can't collect it, but if the guy gives it to you, you can take it. Whereas had it been in Shemitah year, you can't even take it. The Morris says, is that true? The cloud of the Resha means you're trying to infer. We should infer from that. In case where it was a Shemitah year, that if he gives them, he can't take it. And that's not true. He could take it. Morris says, well, there is a difference still. Resha tzarech lememer le mishamet ani. Sebel tzarech lememer le mishamet ani. In the Resha, if Reuven lends Shimon money and the debt is canceled because of Shemitah, and Shimon wants to pay back anyway, and Shimon comes to Reuben, Reuben is mechuvah to tell Shimon, I'm a shamat alone. I cancel the debt. If the guy says, I want to give it to you anyway, you're allowed to take it. But you must first tell him that I'm canceling the debt, and giving him, at that point in time, an opportunity to walk away. Whereas over here in the Habos Yomtiv, the guy walks over to you, says, I want to pay anyway, even though you can't really enforce it, I want to pay anyway. The guy says, great. The six in his pocket, takes and puts it in his pocket. Kid it not. Hamasachai b'shriyas, yermer lo mishamet ani. A person returns a loan which has been annulled through Shemitah. The malva should say, I am mishamet. I am forgoing the loan. V'imomer lo yafa b'kein. If the loiber says, I want to give it any, even so, you come him a medal, then he's allowed to accept it. Shum Shenemar, it says, v'zeh d'var ha-shmito, there's a locha of dibur. You have to specifically, you have to actually verbalize the hashmota, the forgoing of the loan. Whereas that wouldn't be true, that would not be true in the case of Havos Yomtov. Well, the Torah is canceling it. Yeah. The person's offering it. I said, I want you to know that I'm not expecting any payment.
Okay.
So, which is like giving the person like another chance to walk away and not pay. He says, I want to give it anyway. Okay. So that then you're allowed, but you can't just accept it. But from the person, Morris says, Rav Avia Shalka Mashkarna. Rav Avia, when he would lend on Yom Tov, so he would take a basket. Rav Bar Ula Ma'arim Iarumi. He wouldn't take a mashkin on Yom Tov, but after Yom Tov, if he had a situation where he saw the person wasn't paying back, so he would use some type of a harama to get the fellow to give him something for safe. Let's say for safekeeping. Says, you know, he would advertise Rabbi Ba'ula's Pekudin service, you know, a big advertisement from the guy's house. He's going to tell you, hold on to your goat for you. Comes back and says, well, by the way, you know, you owe me money for the, I'm going to hold on to the goat until you pay me back the chayv. So he got his mashkin after Yom Tov. Suck Rashi. Lo nidli tava, it's all the way up over there. The bezin. You can't before enforce the bezin. Shame bezin is kokel no loyal. So a person can't come into bezin and ask for bezin. Bezin will not enforce it. Bezin will not accept the case. Medina b'diyana lo lover ladin. I do not have a desire to come to court to a judgment. Lo liver the dayan. I don't have a desire to have to deal with choosing a dayan. And getting involved in the tircha, I'd rather just get the mashkin up front and force you to want to get your mashkin back to deal with me. Shechet Zepora v'chilka b'Rosh Hashanah. Person shechet Zepora and gave it out on Rosh Hashanah, Shalmatzoy Shriyas, on the Rosh Hashanah immediately after Shriyas. The loichim to the purchasers, about kafa, on credits. The end of the seventh year is when the annulment occurs. If it turned out the elul was really 30 days, they made it 2 days. The yom tov rishon shall save shviyas Hoya. That day, which was we thought was Yom Tov Rishon, really was the last day of the Shemitah year. This is alone on the seventh year. However, if El is not over, so it's alone starting in the eighth year, which there's no din of Shemitah on, obviously. If Bezin was not going to enforce it, so basically you have an unenforceable loan, so that's the call of loan, which is Meshumet. The Gemara says, no. The call would turn out that was a really was a weekday, it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. Shmut, Sharei Chodesh Mubar. We'll have a Yantiv Ad Lamacher. Yantiv started the following on the second day. Hilchilav Yishviyasu Havigavi. Were it not for the fact that it's Shemitah, you would collect it. We're discussing if it's Meshamet or not. You're discussing it somewhere alone, which is collectible. It means Enam Meshamet means if the guy gives it, you can accept it. Whereas Mechal the Reisha Yoyev LeShokel, you tell me in the case of Shemitah, you can't accept it. But to me, where it says yes, Reisha Davos Shviyas he. It's a Shemitah year. See, Nami Yoiv Leilovi, even if Leilovi will give him the money, Terech Lememer Lei Malva, the Malva has to tell him, Shemeshamar Ani, I'm forgoing the law. If the Leilovi says, Alpha Bikain, even so, Eni Chavit Shishmetu, I don't want to have my debt annulled, and I want to pay anyway, Yikal Bemenu, then you can accept it. Devar Shemitah, Filim Akal Bochayba, Yaskil Loi, Shemitah Bidibura. Even though you're receiving the loan, you must first mention the day of Shemitah. He would get mashkin at the time of the law. The Gemara says that Rabbi Ula, some girsa, was Ba'arim Arube. He would make some type of a connivance. He would get a situation where he would get an item, obviously equal to the value of the loan. After Yom Tov, and then he would hold on to it if he wasn't paid. Chener Pesach, Zot Gemara. Amar B'Yochanan. Now, we know there's a locha that you cannot be makdish the same way you can't be meicher. Chazal, we had the Mesetas Beya, so Chazal made an across the board no transactions, including being makdish, because it's like a mechira in the sense that it's being transferred from Reuven to Shimon, so you can't be makdish karbonus, etc. on Yom Tov. Kemer Birchon had said that makdish adam pischa b'shabbos v'chakigosu b'yom tov. He said that's talking about a case of the Dorm the Benazobis, which do not need to be muktish on that day specifically. So we say you can't do it on Yom Tov or Shabbos, but something which must be done today. So a person, for whatever reason, was not makdish his carbon pesach. It came out to be that Shabbos is Yudalad Nisan, so he needs to be makdish this animal. He can't be makdish of a carbon without being makdish at first. He needs to be makdish this animal to fulfill the mitzvah of carbon pesach. So he's allowed to do that the same way Shechitas Pesach is Dechah Shabbos. So being makdish of carbon pesach is Dechah Shabbos. The same thing at Chagiga and Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah to bring the Chagiga and Yom Tov, not push it off to the next day. It's only like a Tashlumen. If he wasn't Makdish the Chagiga from before Yom Tov, he's allowed to be Makdish it on Yom Tov. So these are exceptions. Moses name him Misayir Lev, that's our Mishnah. He says, V'chein, Erev Pesach, Yerushalayim, Shechalius, B'Shabbos. Our Mishnah says, in case where Erev Pesach came out to be on Shabbos, and he's getting a Korban Pesach. So Maniach Taliso Etzlahili, but the person who's selling him the sheep, the lamb, doesn't trust him. So Mishnah says, what do you do? You give him a mashkin of your talis. Menotelis Pischa, he takes the carbon pesach. And after Yom Tov, he works out, gets his garment back, and pays money for it. But you see, Lachara, the person is getting the animal, he's being makdish on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, So you see, you can be makdish it on Shabbos. Verse says, no. Halacha b'mayas kidel, the case of the Mishnah could be talking about a case where there was, you're not being makdish. So what does it mean that you're purchasing your Korban Pesach if it's Muktish already, you already have it? Morris says, well, Korban Pesach, the law is more than one person can eat, be on the Korban Pesach. Okay, so you had a Korban Pesach which already been designated, and you want to come along and join the group. So if the animal's already Kaddish, you want to join the group, and you need a Korban Pesach, so you want to join in, but the guy says, okay, listen, we want you to pay to be a partner. I don't have any money. Give me a mashkeh. But it wasn't that he's actually being Maktish and Yom Tov. So you can't prove Rabbi Yechon's halacha from our mission. Hachamaskinan b'mamana cherem imoy al pischa. The mikor mikdash mikori. It's already in a state of hektish. Benachanami, in the case of a person was not makdash his korban, his animal before Shabbos. Maybe you can't be makdash your animal on Shabbos, and you can't do the korban pesach. Maybe. Mor says, one second. That doesn't work either. You're suggesting that the case was being mamana acherem imoy al pischoi. Well, not. You can't join a group on the animal on Yom Tov. You can be a part of a group from before Yom Tov, and then get your portion when it's shechted on Yom Tov. But you can't be nimna. You can't join make this arrangement. B'tchila meaning that you have not done anything beforehand, and you're first making the arrangement on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, "Shani Hachi Kibin the Rogel Etzel Kamand in the Lei Mikaradami." The case was that every year I go to the same group and I go to the same. What happened was one person would purchase the carbon pasta, and he would sell portions. So I've been joining this fellow's group for years already. So he knows me. So when he was makdish the animal, he basically had me in mind. So now I come in Yom Tov and Shabbos, which is kind of the Erev Pesach, and I say, okay, I'm ready to join the group. He says, great. He said, yeah, I don't have any money right now. I said, hey, one second, buddy. You've been here for years. I expected you, but I expect money. He says, okay, he'll leave the mash.
He's still not considered the nimna.
We'll see. At first glance, the more seems to be saying that the case was he actually was mamana him, but he's not going to actually give him the meat until the fellow makes his financial arrangements. It's like you don't get your grad, you're a student in the school, but you don't get your diploma until you take care of all of your final financial arrangements. Morris says, but that doesn't seem to be correct, because there's a different brisa. But Tony Rabbi Yoshia quotes a brisa. Halach Adam Eitzel Roya Harugel Etzlo. Reuben goes to the shepherd that he usually goes to, that they're familiar with each other. When Eitzel Etzlo, and the Roya gives Reuben a sheep, a pisca, for his current pesach. Umak Dishai. So here it says explicitly you're going to be makdish it. The case was you couldn't pay for it because it was Shabbos. So you go to the guy who knows you, therefore he'll trust you. That's the Bryce's point is. He'll give you an animal, you'll be makdish the animal, and you will sheft it. So you see, if you're makdish it, that's a raya to Rabbi Yechon. Versus no raya to Rabbi Yechon. Because I can tell you, but Hasam Nami, the case was he was the Rugal Esloy Akdushile Meikara. So the case was that the Roya had been Makdishit for the purchaser even before he came. And where it says, Makdish Katani, it says, go there and you will be Makdishit, which means it's not Hektish yet. Morris says, Hektish Eloi Midrabana. Even if the Roya had been makdish it, there's a din mirabbanan that the Bialim should also say it's kaddish, even though really it's kaddish already. So that's what that means. But the actual maisa being makdish it and changing it from chulin to kachim, that you cannot. That we're saying that maybe Rabbi Yochanan is wrong, and you can't prove it from that price. So I don't know. The more it means he was, you know, that. It's like you were always expecting the guy. He's coming every year doing this. So the Roya is designating it. Some of the more saying that his mom is going to create all of the financial realities. You know, he's makdish at mamish before Yom Tov, before Shabbos came out there every Yom Tov.
Why would he do this? I mean, it seems like he would be, creating Yisurim. No reason. Unless he says, gee, the only way this guy's going to take the tefillah off of my hands is if I was makdish. Because he
I think so. Okay. So the more we have a problem, the Amar Birchon and Hachi, the Birchon and say you can be makdish Karban Pesach on Shabbos. The Amar Birchon and Halacha Kastam Mishnah, Birchon says the Halacha Kastam Mishnah, and we have a Tanam Kastam Mishnah in Beya Loi Makdishin. You can't be makdish an animal. Loi Marichin, you can't do Erichin. Loi Machrimin, you can't be makdish it through the process called Cherim. You cannot take off Shumas and Maestros on Yom Tov. You can't take off on Yom Tov. You cannot take off on Shabbos. So you can't be Matish on Shabbos. Our answer is Loi Kasha. Kan B'chaybash Kabul Lehem Zman. Kan B'chaybash Eitin Kabul Lehem Zman. Karbonis, which they're Chaybash, you must bring them, but you have no set time, you cannot be Matish. Ones which there's a specific time you must bring them now, but that's a reference point, then you could be makdish. Rashi. Pesach b'Shabbos. Imchal Yudala b'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, came out to be on Shabbos, you can be makdish or Karban Pesach on Shabbos. The Gosa b'Yaptiv, B'yem HaKrivoso, Mutal HaKdish. You can be makdish it on Yom Tov. You live in the Mishnah Elohim Mishum Shavuos. These are the cases because Chazal said it's Osir a Makdishin. You can't be Makdish something. Hani Kima Dakrivos and Decha. If you're the act of being Makdish overrides Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Kedushas and Decha. So the act of being Makdish it also overrides. Versus the case was Mamani Acherim Imo. You could receive B'Nisasta Foshesh. You could have other people join you on the Yerukor and Pesach. I'll pesach show you kaddish. I mean, yes, one. But you already made a kaddish from before Shabbos. What means the brayso? Akdushi makdish leroya meir Shabbos. The more so, the answer is that the roya had already been makdish before Shabbos. Show you yudeya shezet so mechalav. He knows that the guy's relying on him. The more says you should be makdish it. Means hektish ilui ma'ila ba'alma shiakishu ba'alma. Chazal made an ilui. Chazal made over here meaning a ma'ila. That the Baal himself should also be Makdish. Hard to tell any Akdishim, Machabash and Kabul, Lem Zman, Koi, Shein Akrivas and Dechah Shabbos. Such Kribonas, which you cannot be Makdish on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you cannot be Makdish on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Zot the Mishnah. Moina Adam es Orchab ves Parparoisab Mipiv Avolomin Exab. The person has guests coming, and he also has he worked out what his menu, what he's going to serve. So, the person is allowed to verbalize and say, "Oh, let's go through the checklist. Reuven's here, yeah. Shimon's here, Levi's here. Oh, where's Beryl? You know, is Beryl coming? Oh, Beryl's not coming. Cross off from the list, right? So, if he has a list in front of him, we're afraid he's going to start going through the list. Oh, I can cross Beryl off, or I can change the menu." You know, so if he has a list, he's working from a list, there's a concern that the person will see the more, there's two reasons why what the issue is. But one of the reasons the more gives is because the person might come to erase from the list. So, but we do not prohibit the person from verbalizing and going through, oh, we're serving this. And says, you know what? Let's change it. Let's not serve that. You know, etc. Okay. The second halacha. Meifis adam im banav vimbnei beisu al shulchan. Person can make lots, a pious, you know, that they you know, we had over their new mother, that each one was to gap the tzam, and they would count around. So it was called a pious. So, so he could make, you know, make things exciting. You know, the kids are getting a little restless. It says, we're going to have an auction now. Who gets this portion? Right? So, you're allowed to do it. It can't be, well, there's one big portion of Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to make a girl, whoever gets that, and also get small portions. You know, that you can't do. It has to be the same amount, and it's just doing it for the effect. However, that's only permitted with Bonav Ubnei Beis. And we'll discuss why can't I do that with strangers? What's the problem? The same thing when it comes to portions of the Korbanos, they would make a girl. They could make a girl between the different kahanim who should get which piece. I will loyal among us, but not on the portions. And Morris says, what in the world does that mean? Zok Rashi. Pepper Reisov. It means mini madanim, different types of delicacies. I will limit Xav. Because of Erev Shabbos, he wrote before, from before Shabbos, Kavakat Orchim, such and such Orchim, Plony of Plony, Zimanti, this amount of Orchim, names, I invited, Teshul Yishukhem, you shouldn't forget them. When you can write a Ksav with Shabbos, you cannot read that from that list on Shabbos. The more of a first time, and the more explains what the issue is. So we have this every single Yantav in my house. You know, we have Brooklyn, we have a lot of Shavuos, we have the Kerlo. So the Kerlo right now is 16 couples. So we have a piece of Cheshman, who's which meal and whether they're showing up, and you know, etc. And she has a list of what she's serving. So she keeps track of meals of 24 people per meal. It starts adding up, you know. So she keeps track. She can't read the Ksav. She can't use the Ksav. He writes it all up before Yom Tov, but she can't read it on Yom Tov. We'll see what you could do. Okay. Mevis Loshan Payas, they make a Mato Payas, a Chalak Mimagia, Kalmona Mona, each portion they would give out with the lottery. Lashvi's Kaman Lassus, Shihuma Mona Shabbos, the portions have to be equal. Lote Achas, Gudala Bachas Kana, it can't be a large one versus a small one. Liskas Bigdarla, Hazoychal Pia Girl, and we'll make the girl, whoever wins the girl, gets the big portion. I mean, Sky, the person who loses, I'll pay a girl. Lekatana, Yitlan, he'll get the small portion. You can't do that. Remember, first time the word explained. Chaloshim is Gerolos, Alakotchim, Bana Kahanim, you're dividing up the Korbanos amongst the Kahanim. You can do lots. I will allow the but not on the portions. Gemara Mepharshim Rock says, what does that mean? My time. So why can't you. Why can't you read min ksav, your guests and your portions? Bibi Omar Gzerish Shemayimchik, because afraid once he reads, says, you know what? Oh, they're not coming. Let's you know, cross them off the list. So that's we'll know that we only have X amount of guests, and we can divide the portions accordingly. Shemayimchik, afraid a person might forget. Rashi says, I would give the list to my shamish to go and gather the guests, make sure they all come. So he'd go and knock on the doors and get them. Well, you cross the name off, the guy shouldn't expect, you know, you don't call so-and-so, he's not supposed to come. Chazal prohibited a person reading financial documents as part of the prohibition of doing business. He said you can't read stories between individuals, which means loan documents, etc. So they said you can't read this thing. You might come to read story again. My benayo, what halachic difference will there be between Rabibi's explanation and Abaye's explanation? Or is it like this? Ike benayo. that the abbreviation Aleph Beis stands for Ikir Beinai. The difference between the two is the Kasab Akersel Umidli. You wrote it instead of writing on a piece of paper, you wrote it on the wall. And Umidli, it's high up as opposed to low down. The Madama Hashem Yimchak Lechashina. The Madama Hashem Yikarbe. The Shem Yikare is Chashina. Some more says, if you hold that the issue is Mechika, so when it's on the wall and it's high up, so that will not, the Chashash, the person will jump up there and try and erase it, is minimal. But the problem is the person will draw the conclusion that I can read this, I can read something else. That would still be there.
How high up?
The above Kamasodim, I think it says.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, in other words, if I could still extend my arm and reach there.
Yes, that's no good.
That's not good.
Well, you have to be able to see it.
You have to be on a step stool. Or a step stool.
The Moor says, I don't understand. I agree there's a problem of mechika, but why does it preclude? There can't be another concern that the person will start reading these and start reading documents. Why isn't that a valid concern also? So that can't be a difference. I think he should agree with that also. The Moshe says, "Vesul Hashem Yimchuk Lo Chashina," and you tell me the other one that holds the Hashem Yimchuk you're not worried about. Why not? So it means both opinions. Rabbi should agree to Abai, and Abai should agree to Rabbi. Let's hold it here.